Today is Friday, December 27th, 2019. This is KDDR News. Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Just reporting. Elliot Glasheim, a longtime Democratic member of the North Dakota legislature who ran unsuccessfully for a U.S. Senate seat 3 years ago, has died. He was 81 years old. Glasheim died Wednesday at a hospital in his hometown of Grand Forks after a long battle with lung cancer. He is survived by his wife and two children. A native New Yorker, Glasheim moved to North Dakota in the 1970s. He served a year in the State House in 1975 and again from 1993 until 2016 when he unsuccessfully ran for the U.S. Senate against the Republican incumbent John Hoeven. The North Dakota Department of Transportation has released the numbers from the latest Click It or Ticket campaign, November 1st through December 12th. 2,418 citations were issued during the extra enforcement patrols. Of those, 898 tickets were issued for failing to wear a seatbelt, 1,087 tickets were issued for speeding, and 178 for other traffic violations, including disobeying traffic signals and equipment violations. In 2018, North Dakota saw one unbelted seat occupant die every 10 days, on average. And the Grand Forks Police Department says it has received numerous reports of mail being stolen from residential mailboxes in the city. Two suspect vehicle descriptions have been provided to police. One is a dark-colored sport utility vehicle, and the other is a white four-door sedan. Police say the thefts have occurred late at night and early in the morning in the southeastern quadrant of the city. Police are recommending that residents not leave outgoing mail for pickup in their mailboxes overnight and that they ask the post office to hold their mail when they are out of town. That is a look at news. For news anytime, visit newsdakota.com. Reporting for KDDR News, I'm Jacob Just.